Josh Haston here, Israel Uncensored, on the Land of Israel Network at thelandofisrael.com. It is Wednesday, the 17th of April, 2024, the 9th of Nisan, 5784, broadcasting today from beautiful Gush Etzion in the hills of Judea, just south of Jerusalem, the eternal capital of the State of Israel and the Jewish people. And spring is in the air, which means that we are getting ready for the holiday of Passover, which starts on Monday night. For Jews around the world, Seder night, one of the most important nights of the year, celebrating our freedom and the exodus from Egypt in biblical times. Please God, the hostages in Gaza, the Israeli hostages in Gaza, will be home by Pesach, by Passover, in order for them to celebrate their freedom as well. And that will happen if Israel gets even tougher on Hamas and gets them to a point where they can't take it anymore. The Hamas, the evil Hamas leaders down there in Gaza, and they decide to release the hostages, or Israel goes in and gets the hostages, as difficult as that is. That is how the hostages are going to come home before Passover. In my opinion, not through any type of negotiation, which Hamas keeps rejecting because they want the war to end. They don't want Israel to win the war. Any sort of all-out pullout by the IDF from Gaza would be a win for Hamas. If Hamas is left standing, that is a win for them. That can't happen. Hamas must be destroyed and the hostages must be brought back home. We must use strong force Hamas to release the hostages. And that's the way we'll get them home for Passover. Anyway, hope you are well. Hope you are safe in your part of the world. Let's get to the news, of course. Top story this week on Saturday night. Here in Israel, Iran launching over 300 missiles and UAVs, drones, at the Jewish state. Israel shooting down 99% of them. And if you see some of the images, unbelievable. The Star Wars, real-life Star Wars in the skies. You see the images of the huge missiles which landed in the Dead Sea area. But thank God, 99% shot down. And now we await. We await a decision by the Israeli government. How will we respond? How should we respond? JNS this morning reported that Israeli President Isaac Herzog urged the international community to confront Iran as Jerusalem prepares for a response to the Islamic Republic's massive drone and missile attack over the weekend. Herzog said the whole world must work decisively and defiantly against the threat posed by the Iranian regime, which is seeking to undermine the stability of the entire region. He made these comments after meeting the foreign ministers of Britain and Germany in Jerusalem. Herzog reiterated the Jewish state's unequivocal commitment to defending its people, including by working for the immediate return home of all the hostages held in captivity by Hamas in Gaza. So according to the Jewish press, the Israeli security cabinet has reportedly reached a decision on how to respond to Iran's massive attack on Israel on Saturday night. Details of the decision have not been made public, so we're not exactly sure what is going to happen, how Israel will respond, how strong a response it will be. But there is pressure. There's pressure against Israel to sit back, accept the results, and not punish Iran for what they did. Again, it's not about the fact that we shot down 99%. It's about their intent. And that is what we have to consider, in my opinion, when Israel decides to respond. They tried to murder many, many people in the state of Israel. And you still have actually a young Bedouin child who remains in serious, from what I understand, but stable condition after multiple surgeries as a result of one of these missile attacks in southern Israel. They try to murder us. How will we respond? And here you have the UK Foreign Secretary Cameron, who according to JNS, is trying to prevent an Israeli retaliation against Iran. You also have U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken yesterday telling the Israeli War Cabinet Minister Benny Gantz that the Biden administration wants to prevent any further escalation in the Middle East. Blinken has conveyed to Gantz the same messages in all of his conversations. This according to State Department spokesman Matthew Miller, which is we do not want to see further escalation of the conflict. So the UK, the US, and all the others, this is called weakness. They think Israel should stand back and tolerate what Iran did to us, the 300 missiles. When will these people get it? When will they learn that weakness against the head of the snake will only lead to more terrorism, more October 7th taking place? They cannot possibly be that stupid. Or then again, maybe they can. In terms of the U.S., war is bad for Biden's re-election, so it makes sense for them to be acting this way, both in regard to Iran and Hamas and Hezbollah. But they are the laughingstocks of the Middle East. They have zero respect or trust in the Arab and Muslim world because they are weak. That's not how it works over here, folks. It's not how the Middle East works. This is not the United States and Canada border. It's not how it works here. Strength wins out. Weakness gets squashed. Israel must act. Israel must create deterrence. If we are alone in doing so, so be it. You can't fire 300 missiles and get away with it. Maybe you could, by the way, in the not-so-distant past. I'm talking about all the other rounds we had with Hamas over the years. But this time, it is different. It must be different. October 7th can't happen again. If we didn't learn our lesson, then we are in serious trouble. That is the reality. We paid a steep price in Jewish blood. And we can say it was the arrogance of our leaders or whatnot. We could even say it was a weak administration in Washington. But in terms of Israel, hopefully we are awake now. And we cannot go back to the October 6th mentality. This is not October the 6th. Every other day since October the 7th, this is the October 8th mentality, okay? That is the way we have to handle Iran, Hezbollah, Hamas, and all the other threats in the Middle East. We cannot go back to the laissez-faire October 6th mentality. Okay, and I've said before, at the end of this war, after we win, we'll go back and we'll criticize those who need criticism, and we'll fire those who need to be fired, whether it's in the political or military ranks. But right now, in the midst of this war, we go full steam ahead. Iran, Hamas, Hezbollah, and all the rest, Houthis, whatever it is, whomever it is, full steam ahead against this evil. And do not only Israel a favor, but do the entire world a favor by ridding it of this evil. That's how we have to act. So you had criticism there against Israel, or warning against Israel not to retaliate or whatnot. And the European Union, trying to stay relevant in all of this, says that according to Arutsheva here, Israel National News, they will prepare to expand sanctions on Iran in response to Iran's attack on Israel. Okay, at the same time, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan announced the U.S. will impose new sanctions on Iran following its attack on Israel. So both of them talking a big game. But I have no faith in any of these so-called sanctions or threats of sanctions by any of these actors. These are the same people that supported the bad Iranian deal back in, 2015? And all of a sudden, they're going to crack down. They're going to issue meaningful sanctions against Iran. I'm not buying it. This is lip service. This is another joke. And you know who's laughing? The Iranians. They're the ones who are laughing at the talk of sanctions by these weak administrations and these weak countries. And again, if Israel has to go at it alone, we'll go at it alone, because that is what must be done. And that's the story with Iran. Switching gears here. According to JNS and a report by Ynet, there's also the Judean Samaria front, okay? The Israel police has established a dedicated team to deal with the increasing phenomenon of left-wing anarchists who are undermining security and stability in Judea and Samaria. First of all, before I talk about this, we have to discuss the fact that a 14-year-old Israeli boy, a shepherd, was murdered in cold blood on Friday. His body was found on Saturday. He was tortured by Arab terrorists. His head was smashed in by rocks. He was murdered. And if this wasn't in the midst of war, if this wasn't on a day when Iran fired 300 missiles at us, I would think that this would be top story. But it was not top story. It was mentioned, it was talked about. But because of our reality now, sadly, because of all the terrorism, because of all the countries and rockets and everything going on, Iran, it was not top story. But be remiss if we don't talk about the fact that this boy was murdered. It reminds me of, and may God avenge his blood, okay? Reminds me of the 2001, I believe, murder of Kobe Mandel, also resident of Tekoa, who was murdered along with Yosef Ishran, his friend, in a cave outside of Tekoa by Arab terrorists, also brutally. And this cannot go on. This cannot go on unpunished. Children should be free. In this case, a shepherd should be free to tend to his flock without the fear, anywhere throughout Judea and Samaria, without the fear of being murdered, without the fear of not coming home. This is unacceptable, and this is the responsibility of our security forces to get to the bottom of this and to create a deterrence so this doesn't happen again. But back to what I was talking about here. I had to sidetrack there. This new special division created by the Israel police includes detectives from the Investigation and Intelligence Unit who work with the immigration officers and officials from the Population and Immigration Authority under the command of National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir. There's this new branch targeting anarchists, which was set up. Okay. And these anarchists, some of them are local, some of them have come from outside the country. Israel must deal with these evil people who don't respect the rule of law. A recent investigation, by the way, showed that 50% of all complaints filed by these anarchists and other extremist groups who hate the Jews of Judea and Samaria have been falsified. These were false reports. This was a Knesset subcommittee held, I believe, 2-3 weeks ago, in which it was revealed that 50% of these anarchists' complaints against Jews, accusing them of violence, were fabrications, completely made up. And now, finally, we have set up this special division dedicated to dealing with these anarchists. And this is way overdue, okay? It's about time. This has been going on for decades. And how does it work? You have anarchists, both local and foreign. They approach Jewish communities in Judea and Samaria, often on Shabbat and on holidays, and they disturb the peace. And when the Jews stand up for themselves, these people start recording. They get their video cameras out, start recording, get their phones out. And then the UN calls this settler violence. That's how the UN rolls. When a Jew stands up for himself, or when an IDF soldier, by the way, when an IDF soldier kills a terrorist, if that happens in Judea and Samaria, settler violence. If a Jew visits the Temple Mount, by the way, that's also settler violence. That's how the UN puts together their statistics. But back to these anarchists, they need to be deported. Get them out of here. They are enemies of the state of Israel. They must be sent packing. Even though the mainstream media loves them because they provide the fuel, they provide the videos against the residents of Judea and Samaria, but they are total anarchists. The foreign anarchists, immediately deported. That's what has to happen. And the Israeli ones, They should be arrested. And if they don't like living here, give them a one-way ticket out of here. But you can't keep ruining. These people can't keep ruining the quality of life for 500,000 Jews in Israel and get away with it. And that is the bottom line. I'm grateful that this task force, if you will, was set up, the special division in the police. Let's see how, let's see what they're able to accomplish. Let's see if they're able to really crack down on these anarchists who are against the Jewish state of Israel. Turning our attention now to Gaza, where we are still battling Hamas, and we must finish Hamas entirely. Hamas must be destroyed, and I know anyone who aided and abetted Hamas must be destroyed as well. The Jerusalem Post reported today that the Nahal Brigade, different elements, different combat teams of the Nahal Brigade and other units under the command of the 162nd Division in coordination with the Air Force, killed Hamas terrorists and destroyed Hamas infrastructure during operations in the center of Gaza, the IDF announced today. In one of the attacks, an aircraft targeted a terrorist squad that was operating an armed drone. They were trying to target Israeli soldiers operating in the area. In addition, Air Force aircraft in cooperation with the 215th Fire Brigade attacked a number of rocket launchers being ready to go off. They're still trying to launch these rockets into Israel, and we've seen it over the last several days in the communities surrounding Gaza. There have been several attempted launches. In addition, Nahal Brigade fighters eliminated a terrorist who was detected operating another drone near the soldiers. Snipers killed a terrorist who was detected moving toward them. Over the past day, 40 terrorist targets were hit throughout Gaza, including underground launch sites, trapped buildings, military buildings. Armed terrorists were targeted, observation posts, and other terrorist infrastructure, both above and below ground. To summarize, so right now you have the Nahal Brigade in Gaza. Apparently two other reservist units have been called up. I don't know if they're in yet or not. It remains to be seen, by the way, when Israel will go into Rafiah and to Rafah and finish up the remaining Hamas battalions. Prime Minister Netanyahu has said many times the Rafah operation will be happening this week. There were rumors published that the Rafah operation has been pushed off. I cannot confirm that. I do not know. Let's see what happens. But the final four brigades of Hamas must be destroyed. There are no ands, ifs, or buts about it. Turning to the north. See, as I said, many fronts here in this war. Turning to the north. The IDF on Tuesday announced that it had taken out a senior Hezbollah commander, reported by Arut Sheva, Israel National News, for the Lebanon coastal region. A high-ranking senior commander. According to the IDF, Ismail Youssef Baz has been serving for decades with Hezbollah in various positions before becoming the commander of the coastal division. He was taken out. In addition, the IDF eliminated another commander of the rocket and missile unit in the western sector of Hezbollah's Redwan force in southern Lebanon in the village of Kfar Dunan. So this mini war for now continues in the north. We're taking out the bad guys, and they're continuing to launch rockets at us day and night. And we'll have to see what happens here. We'll have to see what happens, how Israel handles this, all of these situations, north, south, east, and Judea and Samaria, and the greater Jerusalem area, of course. But let's move forward. Let's be strong. Let's take out all the bad guys, and let's create deterrence. The people of the United States, regardless of their administration, continues to support the state of Israel. We're seeing that through their elected representatives in Washington. I'm talking about Congress. According to the Jewish press, yesterday, U.S. Congressman Josh Gottheimer, a Democrat from New Jersey, and Anthony Desposito, a Republican from New York, along with Jared Moskowitz, another Democrat from Florida, led a bipartisan resolution that successfully passed condemning the chant "From the River to the Sea, Palestine will be free" as anti-Semitic. The resolution passed the House by a vote of 377 to 44 with one abstention. And we can go back and take a look at who abstained and who voted against the resolution. We all know that when they say from the river to the sea, they are talking about the elimination of the state of Israel. They can make up any other excuses as to what they mean. No, we didn't really mean that. We're talking about blah, blah, blah. It's all a bunch of garbage. They mean they want to destroy the state of Israel. So thanks to this resolution, and again, I don't understand if this is, or I don't know if this is binding or what it will mean, if it's just symbolic. But according to the text here, the slogan "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free" is outrightly anti-Semitic and must be strongly condemned. Anyone who calls for the eradication of Israel and the Jewish people is anti-Semitic and must always be condemned. There are several other bullet points here in this resolution. The Jewish press article says there's nothing here that mentions fines or jail time for anyone who chants that anti-Semitic slur or slogan, if you will. But at least there is support in Congress. Unlike from the administration, there is support in Congress that chanting such things are anti-Semitic. And the article comments here that what the American people support the state of Israel as reflected by their representatives. And the holiday of Passover again begins Monday night. And we will sit at the Seder table. Many tables, unfortunately, will have missing members, those who were murdered in the October 7th massacre, the soldiers who fell. And there will also be missing seats as a result of the hostages who are still in Gaza. So we went through the holiday of Purim, and now we are celebrating Passover, the holiday of our freedom. And unfortunately, we are not all free. And the Jewish state of Israel must do what is necessary, using all the force at our disposal, showing no weakness in defeating Hamas and bringing those held home. That's the way to do it. Wishing everyone who is celebrating Passover a joyous holiday. Only good things. Let's have a quiet week, a peaceful week in Israel and throughout the world. As they say here, Chag Kasher V'Sameach, have a happy and kosher Passover. That's how that is translated. Only good things. Get in touch with me during the week. Josh@thelandofisrael.com on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Shout out to Tabitha Epstein for everything she does behind the scenes, and to Ben Bresky, engineer extraordinaire. This has been another edition of Israel Uncensored, recording here from beautiful Gush Etzion, Israel, in the hills of Judea, just south of Jerusalem, the eternal capital of the state of Israel and the Jewish people. Have a great Passover, everybody. All the best.